Begin. Okay. Today's Daf Yud Aleph. So, the Mishnah starts. Hagioras, so a woman who was converted. V'hashvuya, a woman who had been taken captive. She has been taken captive, which means a Jewish woman who was taken captive. V'hashivcha, that's a shivcha kananis, who they have a chazaka, basically. There's a chazaka, basically, that they were nivalu when they were amongst the Goyim. Sheniftu, they were redeemed. So it's interesting that it mentions three women, and then their redemption is not in the same order as the mention of the women themselves. Sheniftu would be on, it goes 1, 2, 3, and now it's going 2, 1, 3, if you look at the way it goes. So, Agioris, Rashvuya, Vashifa, Sheniftu, right, that was redeemed, Sheniskayru, that converted, Vishenishtacharu, or that they were freed, if all this took place before 3 years and a day, so even if the Gemara's assumption was that even if there was bia, the basulim would grow back. So then ksuvasa masayim, if they get married later on, they can still consider a basula, and therefore the ksuva is 200. And once you have a ksuva of 200, so the husband has the taina of yeshlahen tainas basulim. He would have a taina of basulim if he would discover that there was no basulim. It's interesting also that the Ritva focuses on the Lashon. Right? It says Hashvuya Vashivcha. What do you mean a Gioris? It should be Hagoya that's coming to go do Gioris. You know, what's a Gioris? Ritva says, Ha de Ketani Hagioris, Velo Ketani Hagoya or Anachris, Ketani Hashvuya Vashivcha. It says, the cave in the Kvarnes Garia, low by the Mikari, Vishim, Shel Goya, Shigna. You're not allowed to call, you're not allowed to remind a Goy, a Ger, their previous, of what they were previously. So you have to, it's a Gnai. So he says Agioris, but really, I mean, it's talking about a Goya who's coming to be Miss Gaya. And then they will ask also, why do you have, why don't they write Sheniftu Shniskius Vishnachar? It should be Shnisgairu Sheniftu Vishnachar. That should be the order. There's a lot of shitas in the Rishonis to go through, but if you want to understand the Pshat, it's been a nice horror to figure out why they set it up this way. The Torah, when he quotes the Halacha, puts it in order, puts it back in order. What?
Change the order.
The Mishnah changes the order. Okay.
There's a Tosos
in Avodah Zarah that they should be that way at the beginning also.
No,
right. There's a Tosos in Avodah Zarah says that it's Orcha the Talmud not to say things in order. What's his Raya? His Raya is from here. But it says Orcha the Talmud, but Talmud just means the Gemara, and this is the Mishnah. Okay, nevertheless, it's just something that's pointed out. It doesn't affect the Pshat.
In
Mukham Mukham the Mishnah. Okay, maybe. It's also Machlok Rishon about that. So Rav Huna. So Rav Huna comes something that seems to be pretty unconnected to our Mishnah. Rav Huna ger katan madbilin oso al das beistin. A ger katan means a guy who's a katan who's coming to be misgayer. How he's coming to be misgayer again is a machlokas rishonim. So he doesn't have anyone who has the das. So what happens? Madbilin oso al das beistin. Three dayanim are going to be there by his tefillah, right? And they become like his father to be misgayer him, right? Rashi says al das beisdin. He says im ein lo av, if he has no father, the imo he viyosel is gayer, and his mother brought him to be misgayer. Ritva says he quotes Rashi and says perish Rashi zal sheviu also aviv imo. Ritva says that both his mother and father brought him. The Beis Din, even though Ve'afpi Shalom is Gai Rahim, they are not being this guy. Only he is being this guy. For some reason, the parents want him. They like the way the Jews bring their kids. Here, you bring the kids. So Rambam seems to indicate that it's talking about you had like these orphans all over the place. You had these orphans, and they came to be. They took them in to be misgayer. Tosfos Rit says we're supposed to do that. You're supposed to see these orphans who be misgayer. So the whole question is, what's the case? What's the case of the ger katan?
Can they convert? So
the Mishnah says here they can convert. The Gemara Rav Huna says they can convert, and Beis Din provides the das, right? But the question also is matbilin. Well, what about the other two things? What about mila, and what about kabbalah's mitzvahs? So the Ritva points out you really can't do the sugya without the Ritva. The Ritva points out that kabbalah's mitzvahs is not ma'akev when it comes to geiris. That's in the Gemara Yevamos. What about bris mila? Why is a bris mila mentioned here?
Because it's obvious that you need it.
Well, so obviously you need tefillah also. And so the Gemara then asks, my kamash malon, what's this coming to teach us? This chus hulo, that it's a chus for a person to become a yid, right? And therefore, based the kimi is gayer him, even the katan, even though he doesn't have any das, because zochin la adam shlo b'fanav. Because we have a concept, it can zochin la adam shlo b'fanav, and therefore, you can be misguided him.
What's not there? What? Das is not there? What's
his das is not there.
Maybe that's your answer to the bris.
That what?
Because it's not zochin. I mean, it is zochin for him, but it's not, but it causes him pain.
I guess, but so therefore, so...
What do you do?
So how does it work then? And how does he become a ger?
Of course he has to be.
Right.
But he needs his own das for that.
But he doesn't have it.
He's 5 years old.
Maybe, I don't know.
I think what you're saying makes more sense, and I saw you showed them also. So I just mentioned the Gemara. You do the bris milah, then you do the tefillah is the end. That's the Gemara. It's just basically it's code word for geiris, because it's the Gemara.
Tefillah with no milah, anything for geiris?
Nothing. It's nothing. Right. So the question is, no one's assuming that you don't need milah. They're just questioning why it's not mentioned in the memra.
Das for that?
What?
You have to have das for that.
You have to have das for the geiris. I don't know. It's a good question.
Why would you even think you need das for the milah?
Why would you think you need das for the tefillah?
Exactly.
You just said that's the Gemara. That's right. What becomes a ger.
But I think another answer could just be is that they're talking when they say gerishin is gayer. It's also going to include females. So if you're going to include females, you're just going to list the things that are
universal.
Right, universal. Exactly.
At 12, when he comes a gadol, does he have a right?
So we'll get to that. We don't know that yet. You know, you just know that because you know the halacha and you know that from your days in yeshiva. But we haven't gotten to Rav Yosef yet.
And if the parents are a geir, they bring him with them, they also get
it. Right. But again, we're jumping the gun. We're taking our knowledge of halacha before we're putting it in. And we haven't seen the sugya develop yet. So, Maika Mashmalon, the Zachusulo, and Zachin la Adam Shlobafanov. So, Gemara says, we know that Zachin Shalom Shlobafanov. Taninon. We know Zachin Shalom Adam Shlobafanov. We learned this in the Brisa. Vein Chavin la Adam Shlobafanov. So, what's the Chiddush of this memra that tells us that we can do it? It's a big Chiddush, I think, to me, because Zachin la Adam means like rights. The guy's not there, you have rights. I find a beautiful watch, and I say, oh, Yossi will love this watch. I'll pick it up and I'll be Zochir on his behalf. But here, you're zochin in what way? In that he still has to do the maisa himself. It's a very interesting application of zochin l'adam shelo b'fanav. So Gemara says ma'u detema. So it's a chiddush. There is a chiddush. Why? Because ma'u detema ove kochavim behef kerin yichalei. Fascinating. You would thought that that's a zchus, but it is a zchus to be a yid. But the guy would prefer to live in hefkeris because he can do whatever he wants. The high kamalon, because we know already the eved vaday befkeri nichalei that an eved definitely likes to live in hefker because he has the shiftos, he has his pick, he can do what he wants, doesn't have to worry about certain things. So kamash malon, so comes from Huna to teach us the hani meaning the fact that we say that the vaday befkeri nichalei that's only by a gadol. The Tom the Surah, because he already tasted the forbidden fruit. So therefore, it's very hard for him to separate from the Isser. But a Katan who has not of yet tasted the Tom of Isser, it's as a chusulo to this guy here, and therefore, Matbilin also al das based it. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush of Rav Huna, meaning according to the, you would have thought that it's Pashut. It's not so pasha because you would maybe the it's not a zechus because they like to live behefka. So not okay, very very difficult. Like I said, this daf is a zman. It's not 45 minutes. It's not 45 minutes. I mean, you have to do this tosos. Tosos asks, but it says matbilin also al das based in mishum deschusu v'tema. How is it possible? There is a machlokas throughout Shas. Is how does zechia work? Tosos throughout Shas holds that zechia works mitam shlichus. Well, a katan and a guy do not have shlichus. So how do you have zechiah? It just doesn't work. It says v'tema the ha zechiah having mitam shlichus. The cave of the zchusu lo anan sahadi the avid li shliach. Can muchu perakam above mesia into gabi chotzer mishum yadis rabbi v'lo garmi shlichus. Im kain heyach zochin the katan v'halo ein shlichus l'katan. That we know ezo nesach. That's number one. There's no shlichus for a katan. And even if you tell me there is some sort of shlichus for a katan, right? V'od that kati obi kachavimu. It's still a guy. So you might say, Varmin Hasan the Katan, the Asad Khal Shliach, Shlichus, Isla Zachim Darbana. So maybe there's some say that a Katan, because eventually when he becomes a Gadol, there would be Shlichus, so when he's a Katan, we'll give a concept of Zachim Darbana. But a guy never has the concept of Shlichus, because even when he's older, he doesn't have the concept of Shlichus. So how does this work? Right, the Ode Kati Ovik Chavim Hu Ramin Hasam the Katan the Asid Chal Shlichus Isle Zechiyah Midarbanan Ovik Chavim the Lo Asid Chal Shlichus Afilo Zechiyah Midarbanan Less Light. So how's it possible? So the Nira Lari, the Re answers also fascinating. The Hachanami, yeah, Einachanami here. The Zachin Ovid Rabbanan. The Zechiyah is Midin the Rabbanan. Right? It's a din derabbanan, and we say kedarmin hasam the katan. Well, the katan is lizchim derabbanan. The afagav the katan over the kavim who hasil kal shlichus. Here he does say because he's on the way of becoming the Jew. It's in the middle of the geirus, so we'll give him the din of a katan who's a Jew, and therefore we'll give him zichiyam midrabbanan. So if we give him zichiyam midrabbanan, so he's only a Jew midrabbanan, which is fascinating because Rashi points out. Rashi says al das beizdin. So right, he says shlosha yubit vilas so gedin shkol tvilas ger tshirim gimel vei nasim lo av harehu ger yodayem. And what's the example Rashi gives? He's a ger umago biyayin kosher. He gives a din derabbanan. He doesn't pass on the wine when it comes to yayin. So people point out that maybe Rashi is agreeing that it's a din. It only becomes a ger derabbanan. But Tosfos then asks vim tomar hechi havi ger midrabbanan visharin lebevas Yisrael v'kedusha kedushin. They let him. He's allowed to marry. We say that the ger, he can marry a Jew. How can he marry a Jew? He's only a Jew. The rabbani is going to affect kedushin the oraisa and marry a full fledged Jew. Vim tam hechav ger mid rabbanon v'shirin lebas Yisrael v'kedusha kedushin ha minat Torah ol gechavim hu. So he says. Also, he says v'yish lomer the kasaver command omer v'yisharava the yish koach b'yachachomim la'akor dov minat Torah rekum vasei. Yep. They're able to oker the iser and they allow him to marry inachami. Basically, all the answers that Tosfos is giving is inachami. We let it happen. How did he have shlichus? He has shlichus. How does he marry? It's the rabbanon. How does he marry the rabbanon? Yeah, he's allowed to marry. That's one of the answers. Okay, I mean, Tosfos says if we have time, Rabbi Rashi is saying, if we have time, we'll go back. Okay, so the Gemara says zuchus hulo. So now the Gemara says that he's trying to bring a raya to Rav Huna. Soleima misayale. Maybe say our Mishnah, right? Maybe our Mishnah is going to be a siyu, it'll be a proof to Rav Huna's din. What did our Mishnah say? Hakiyoris vashvuya vashivcha sheniftu v'shenisgayu, bless you, v'shenistacharu p'chusas mivdos shloshlanim v'yom echad, that they have, that's the case you're talking about. So the base is going to ask, so how is it possible that they became gerim when they were less than 3 years old? Right? They're not b'nei deyo. What's going on? And we give them a concept of gerus. My love, the at bilinhu al das beizdin. Must be a case where they did tefila das beizdin. Well, so no, I can find you a case. The case would be hachu ma'iskinon beger shenizgayu banavu b'nosav imo denichal hu b'mayda avid avun. They came with their father. They came with their father, right? It's Rashi.
The whole family.
Right. But maybe there's no Rashi there. Okay. They came with the whole. What's a Rashi? Okay, they came with the whole family, and therefore they wanted to do what their father did, and I guess the father would supply the das for them. But Rav Huna is mechadei, he said, even if there is no parents, where Rashi says he comes with the mother. What does that? Why there's no father, but there's a mother? Interesting.
Why is that different?
Yeah, so only if the father can supply the das. What if the father came with the mother? And naturally, the mother can't supply the das. I heard somewhere that maybe it was the idea that it should have been im ein lo av v'imo. It doesn't have both, but the reason why they put an imo, the censors put it in, because in the times of the Middle Ages, there was always accusations.
It's a simpler answer.
There's always accusations that they were just grabbing Goyish children to convert them. So they want to say, no, the mother was there. What's your simple answer?
The mother doesn't need to be there because they're Jewish.
No, the mother's a Goya. And the mother's not converting, according to Rashi.
Not converting?
According to Rashi.
That's right. Oh, she's not converting even though she's not Jewish.
Right.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah.
Bringing him to be this guy.
Bringing a kid.
Yeah.
All right. So now comes your
one.
Very hard. You got to tell you. You have to spend.
It's not a push that it's a chus for them necessarily.
Right. Not
necessarily true that they prefer a life of.
Maybe they don't. I guess the assumption is that Obi Kachavim have Kera Nichole, but those who want to come from Mizgaya, obviously they're not interested in living in that have Keras anymore. So it's not so obvious. You have people who come in and to take over. Whatever. So I'm Rabbi Yosef. Here comes what you said. Higdilu. When these Gerim convert, grow up, when they become older, Yicholin Limchos. They can reject it.
It was the parents brought it, not the resident.
What?
The ones where the parents were the Zgaya, those ones.
Nope. Well, Rashi says, anybody, katanim shen esgaru vafilu imavihen, even if they came with their fathers, bless you. Any katan of Zgaris has the opportunity to retract. Right? Has the opportunity to retract.
Now he's saying avihen. Now he's saying avihen.
No, at least certainly.
Well, and Rashi says these certainly, and even if you came with the father, Rashi says no matter what, that applies to all of them. Higdilu yucholin limchos, and they can say I don't want to be geirim, and they can go back to they were before, and they become like they come like goyim gemurim. They're not even you have no owners based in and everything.
That's happy.
It's in abeyance.
No,
it's in abeyance. So esve abaye, so abaye es to on Rav Yosef, from what we learned in our Mishnah. Okay, our Mishnah said hagiyoris v'hashvuya v'hashifcha. They have a ksuba of 200, right? Yeah. And if you say that they grow up, they can get so what could theoretically happen? She can get married when she's five. I don't know. She can get married when she's five. Get divorced when she's eight. She gets the ksuba of 200, and then at 12, she decides I'm done. So now she's taking 200. She's taking 200 money for what into the world of her goyos, right? We give her a ksuba that she can go ahead and eat when she's a goya. So it's muchach from our Mishnah that you cannot be the fact that you give her the ksuba. It's muchach. You cannot be choser. It's a simple answer.
Right? When you turn 12...
That's the Gemara's answer. Gemara says, L'chi gadla. The only way... She doesn't get the ksuba when she's a katana because she can eventually say, until she's 12, she can annul her Jewishness.
You wait till after?
So only after she's 12, then she would be able to get... And we see that she wasn't molcha, then she would get the ksuba.
Does the ger have to redo it again? The kid has to do it again when they become an adult?
Do what again?
No, they can molcha.
Do what again?
Did they go back into the mikvah again?
No, it seems to be that's just a it's just because it's a verbal.
I actually know somebody,
right,
who was Megayer with the whole family
and the kid. And they did it again?
No, he didn't do it again.
Oh, the 13-year-old said, I'm done?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So last time I had a case, a guy was learning yeshiva, like a big yeshiva in Israel, 21-year-old guy.
And he just found out
that his mother wasn't really Jewish, and the Rosh Yeshiva said, well, you're not Jewish. If you want to convert, come you're free to do whatever you want. The first thing he did was tie his right shoe first, number one. And number two, he left the yeshiva. That was it. He left
Yiddishkeit. He never was in Yiddishkeit. He never was Jewish.
Yeah.
So what, was he chayiv misa for all the Shabbos that he kept?
but one thing, let him be a ben no. Let him be mekabel the shiva in the Shabbos.
That's up to him. It's up to him.
And it's a zechus.
It's up to him though. Who says he's not? He still has a chiyuv as a goy to keep the Shabbos mitzvah.
Yeah, but he has to recover the bezdin to keep the.
That's to become a ger. That's to become a ger toshav.
Also to get tzar.
But it's okay. But he doesn't want it. It's not force him. You go force him. He doesn't want it. So it says. So the more answers lichi godlo. Only when she gets older, that's when, and she's not mocha. That's when she gets the ksuba. So the Gemara says, "Lichi gadlo nami mamcha minafko." So maybe when she's older, she can also retract. The Gemara answers, "Like we say, kaven shegdila shas asha achas lo michasa." Once she becomes older, and for one moment, 1 hour, and she does not mocha, it's automatic shuv eni yichol limchos. She just has a very small window of opportunity to reject. So that we show them have to figure out how does that work. So like beforehand, she can't, the rejection is doesn't count. Right afterwards, the rejection doesn't count. So, what opportunity moment does she have? So they seem to indicate that you let her know sort of in advance, or him sort of in advance, and if he starts acting in a way that's not consistent with Yiddishkeit, and then he continues doing so through the his birthday, and then that's considered a macha. It's not like it's a one time shot. You got to give him a little bit of an opportunity, but okay. Unfortunately, I know people like you who probably the boy probably should have said no, but didn't, and now he's got to. Now
the problem. My question has always been: is when did he say no, and when did he not say no, or did he have to do the whole process again?
You don't have the gamer's process again. I don't think so. You don't do it. Definitely don't do a toughest on bris. You don't do that. I don't think you do. I think the idea is maybe he has to do Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Maybe that's the only thing he has to do at that time.
I asked the question.
I don't know the answer.
Why are you saying that? It says he has the opportunity to be meicher.
Right.
The default is he's not meicher. He doesn't do anything.
Right.
Why?
No, because the question is we have to give him some sort of opportunity. How do you give him the opportunity? Do you ask him? What do you say to him? Right. It doesn't have it here. And the size of the, maybe your Gemara, they quote the Tosfos Yeshanim. Oh, here it is, Tosfos Yeshanim. There's a Tosfos Yeshanim, I don't know if you see it. Yours is, on the right side, it has like a Hagos.
Okay.
So he says, "Vekasha imkain masai teda shas hamacha." You got it?
Yeah.
Right. The ha bikatnus any yichol limchos. When he's young, he can't be can like Rabbi Yochanan. Yesh lomar kigon shehitchila min al gius yom lifnei gedulasa v'chein naga yomo yumayim la'achar gedulasa. It's sort of like Tosi Shon. It's sort of like you have to let them know in advance. Otherwise, the other way, like the 21-year-old doesn't know. So that's only when he knows, and give him an opportunity to behave a certain way. Okay, so now we're going to ask another question of Rav Yosef from Rava. Rava's going to ask a question of Rav Yosef, and the Gemara's going to ask, why did Rava not ask Abaye's question, and why did Abaye not ask Rava's question? But Mesiv Rava, Rava asks, Eilud Aros, next in the third parak, these are the Naros, She Yeshlem Knas. They are Naros and Apsulos. If someone rapes them, they still have a Knas. You have to give the father 50 kesef. So Habal Hamamzeres, Val Nasina, Valakusis, the Al Hagioris, Vela Shvuya, Vela Shifcha, right, the Gioris, Shvuya Shifcha, follow by Shaniftu, Shinizgaru, Shinishtachru, Pusos Midosh Shoshan Vyomechad. Right? They also because they have Cheska Basula and therefore you have to pay the Knas. So Yeshlam Knas. So you're giving this Gioris the Knas. Why? V'ia Mart Higdil Yucholo Mimchos, Yahvin Knas the Ozlov Alpha Biyusa. So you're going to give a knas for her, even though the possibility exists in a few years, she's no longer going to be a Jew. The knas is only given before a Jewish girl who's raped. She may not be Jewish. So the Gemara answers, okay, the knas is paid when it's established that she's a full-fledged Jew. Right, according to Tathosos, she's probably a only Jew de Rabbanon. Not in every case, but in some cases, she's only a Jew derabbanan. There is a case. Tosfos does find the case of where she could, a katar can be niskayer, can be a Jew deraisa, is when it's niskayer be meimo, when the mother converts, becomes niskayer be meimo.
When she doesn't mocha at 12, she becomes
deraisa. And that's when you pay. And that's when you pay. So the Gemara asks again, the chigadol nami yomachav binafke. So maybe she can reject it when she gets older. No, kevin shegdilo shachas. If she goes this one moment, however we determine that is, then she can no longer retract, and she becomes a full-fledged Jew, and then the knas, I guess, will then be paid to the father. Question is, though, that the father must be which father? Who's the father?
You give it to the father at 12, you give it to her maybe already. The father used it when there's the katana, I thought.
Right, but she. The question is that she was a katana because right. She's a gadol already.
You give it to her at 12. You give it to
but who do you give it to? Who do you give it to at 12? She doesn't have a father. She's a gioris.
Right, but you give it to her. She's old enough.
I guess you give it to her.
Usually, give it to the father as when she's a katana.
He quotes here. A poras Yosef. He says, "Ain't kavanas Rashi should be gioris haknas lavia, shreki katan shenolatu va'afkish nizgaria ima via ain lo shaychos ima v'katni rak." Like you said, it will go directly to her. Very good. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara then asks, okay, so Abaye lo amakarava. Why does Abaye ask the question from Amrish and not ask the question from the Knas case, from the onus case? He says, because Hassam Knasu, there the payment is a Knas. I don't care about where the money gets used. So the money will end up going to a guy. The whole purpose of the money being paid is a knas for the person, for the rapist. He has to pay a knas. So he's not going to save him because she might retract. So hasam kenasa and hainu taima shelo yeh chote niskar. I don't want a guy who sinned to benefit and not make the payment. So of course she's going to make the payment. Are you worried that maybe she's going to, at 12 years old, she's going to retract? And not? I don't care. I want him to pay. So therefore, he's going to pay right away. Not a question. But why does a Rav hold like Abaye? Rav lo amar k'Abaye, because he says k'suv also hainu taima shelo tiyeh kala be'ein lotzia. The purpose of k'suv is also don't focus on her, focus on him. The whole purpose that we said for the k'suva, assuming the k'suva is the rabbanan, I think the whole focus of k'suva is that it should be light in his eyes to divorce her. It should cost him money to divorce. I don't want him to divorce her. So if he divorces her now, she's going to get 200 mana, and she's going to use him when she's a goya in a couple years from now. I don't care. The whole purpose is so he doesn't. Take divorce lightly, and therefore, so let him pay. If she eats it later when she's going, I don't care. So that's why he didn't ask on that question. My question is though, okay, so why do they ask the question from where they do ask? Why does Abaye ask the question from the case of divorce? Isn't it Shlote Kala Be'enav? Why does Rashi ask? Why does Rava ask it from Onis? Isn't it because of Chote Niskar? So the Gemara doesn't go that far. Why do they? Do they reject the rejection from the other side? I'm not sure. Okay. Fine. Next Mishnah. It's all you spend on that time. Okay. Hagadol, right? So you have a gadol, which the Rashi gadol here, I think, means somebody who's older than 9 years and a day, because he has, his bia is considered a ma'aser bia. Hagadol shel ba'al katana. So a gadol has bia with a katana. She is less than 3 years old, right? And also a katan, which means someone who did not reach 9 years old, shel ba'al gadola, who had relations with a girl who's over 3 years, right? I'm not saying these cases happened. These are just halacha that we have to extract. Okay, right, and mukas eitz. So a girl who was injured by makom basulah. She didn't have bia, but she was injured and lost the basulah via that injury. All these cases, ksuva son. Just started in the second mishnah. Ksuva son masayim. The ksuva of these girls afterwards are they treated like a basulah. So if the gadol has bia with a katana, so it's not a ma'aser bia for her because the basulah may soon grow back. If the katan had bia with a gadola, it's not considered a ma'aser bia. And in Mukas 8, it's not considered a ma'aser bia. So therefore, ksuva son masayim, their ksuva is 200 divar of meir.
Should the
kind of
then get remarried?
She had bia with somebody, yeah. And then down the road she gets married.
Even though she's over three.
All right, the case of a katan if a katan has relations with a girl who's 3 years old.
That's a.
She's less than 3 years old.
She's less than.
Yeah. Okay, so umukas eitz ksuvasan masayim divar meir chachamim omim mukas eitz ksuvasan mana. A mukas eitz, she's considered a woman who's not a basula, and therefore she has a pesach pasuach, and therefore she is considered to only get a mana in her ksuva. Right now, the havamin is that the chachamim only argue on the mukas eitz case. That may change later on in the Gemara. Okay, next, basula almana grusha v'chalutz min hanisuin. So this is a woman who went through chuppah. But I guess they didn't have time to consummate the marriage before the husband died. Never, because we said the other mishnah we had basula min ha'irusin. She said her ksuva is masayin, but a basula amana grusha from the nisuin ksuvas amana. Her ksuva is still amana. Rashi says im nises la'achar stam ksuvas amana to be chesas ba'ula kaima mishnechus lechupach. And the chazak is that there was some bia when they had when she went and entered the chupach, and therefore
before the chazak they did not have.
Chazaka works.
Actually, right the line above says the chazaka she did not have bia.
I know, it's very interesting. So we know that she didn't have bia, but we still treat her as if she had bia.
Because that's
yeah, exactly.
That chazaka doesn't go away, even though you know that the chazaka is true.
Correct. Which is strange. Mixuva that was min hakidushin. Now we're talking about min hanisuin. That was from an erusin. Now we're talking about min hanisuin. Okay. So and once the aim was on hand tainus basulim. Also, once you get a ksuva of mana, goes hand in hand, is that the husband does not have a tainus basulim. Because if he had a tainus basulim, she would be getting 200. Right? That's it goes hand in hand. Next. Giyores Vishvuya Vashivko Shaniftu Shinskaya Shinshdachru Yeseros Albinos Shloshon of Yom Echad. So they became they converted or were redeemed. Or became free from bondage, right? Above 3 years in a day, ksuvas and mana, their ksuva is a mana, their cheskas ba'ulos, and the ain tainus basulim. There's no tainus basulim on those women. Again, it goes hand in hand, 100 no tainus basulim, 200 tainus basulim. Okay. So the Mishnah had mentioned that a katan, who's meaning somebody who's less, a boy who's less than 9 years old, his bia is not considered bia. And if he has bia with a girl who's more than 3 years old, so nevertheless, her ksuba later on, when she gets married, would still be 200, because the bia she had with that boy under 9 years old doesn't count as a bia. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav, Katan Haba Al Hagadola. So the Katan Al Hagadola, the 9 year old who has bia with the 4 year old will say, Asaha. What?
Well,
a Gadola, we said, is over 3 years old. In this context, right?
Sorry.
Yep. No problem. So katan haba al gadola, even though his bia is not considered bia, nevertheless asaha mukas eitz makes her into a mukas eitz. So if he makes her into mukas eitz, so according to the chachamim, then that would knock her ksuba down. So ki amrisa kameda Shmuel. But when we said this in front of Shmuel, Amar Shmuel said, no, that's not true. Ein mukas eitz bevaser. Mukas eitz means mukas eitz. Not mukas doesn't mean it to happen with flesh. With the body part, that's not mukas eitz. It's not mukas eitz. So the ikad amas they learned this memra by itself. Not that they went from one and went to the other. Rather, it was a statement that said katan abal gadola, a katan has beil with a gadola. Rav amar as mukas eitz. Rav says it makes her into mukas eitz. And Shmuel amar a mukas eitz mi basar. Shmuel says it's not mukas eitz. Does not make her into a mukas eitz. So, I'm going to ask on Rav again. Rav says that katan haba gadola makes her into a mukas eitz. So masiv Rav Oshia, look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says gadol sheba al katana, the katan habal hagadola u mukas eitz. Well, there's three separate cases. If you're telling me that a katan who's ba al hagadola is a mukas eitz, why is it mentioned separately? I think that's the question, right? Right. Rashi says, right, the katan shaba al gadola umukas eitz. He says umidif palginhu tana l'tarti v'lo if the rabban el b'mukas eitz shma mina ein mukas eitz bibat basar. The Gemara makes if katan habal gadola equals mukatz eitz, then the chachamim should be arguing that case as well. But you separate into three. You said A, B, C. Chachamim argue on C, so that means B is not the same thing as C, essentially. So it's not, she's not a mukatz eitz. So, right? So the Gemara answers Amarava. No, I'll explain to you. Amarava. This is how you explain the Mishnah. Gadol habal katana. Right. So a gadol has bia with a katana. Velo klum. That's nothing. That's no klum. The pachos mikan can nosin etzba ba'ayin dummy. Because less than 3 years old, it's like just sticking your finger into an eye, whatever that means. I like the euphemisms that the Gemara uses, so I'll just use the euphemism as well.
It heals right away.
Right? So that's nothing. So it's nothing. There's no beyond. Therefore, the ksuva is 200 according to all deos. Now, katan haba al gadola asa mukas eitz. A katan who has beer with a gadola, that creates the kind, that creates the status of mukas eitz.
This is an adult female, by the way.
Yeah, but adult female is going to be over 3 years old. It has to be. That's the cutoff. That's the cutoff for gadola when it comes to beer. At 9 years old is the cutoff for a cutoff.
No, why do you say that even though she's 13 or 14 or 15, his action does nothing to her?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So it's a katan who has bia with anybody over the age of 3 years and a day, because it's focused on him. His action is meaningless, right? He's nothing, right? So katan habal gadol asal mukas eitz, according to, like Rav says, uva mukas eitz gufa plukta the remei rabbana. Now mukas eitz, you have the plukas. There's only two cases, right? You have gadol habal katan, a katana, katan is bal gadola, katan bal gadola is the status of mukas eitz, and then we bring that to machlokas, and mukas eitz is a 200 or 100. That's how Rav will answer the Mishnah. So now, Gemara asks, okay, we have the machlokas and Rabbana, Rav Meir and Rabbana, and the Gavi did a mukas eitz. So we can make a caveat, when does this machlokas apply? Amar Rami Bar Chama, the machlokas is kishahikir ba. The machlokas is only if he knew when he married her, and I guess he wrote in the ksuba that he knows that she's a mukatz eitz, and he knew before going into it, he knew that she was a mukatz eitz. The Rabbi Meir midami lili bogeres, Rabbi Meir who says that she is like a bogeres, that again the concept also, I think the medical construct that they had was that as the girl grew older, her basulim would diminish and get smaller, up to the point when she was a bogeres, but she may not have a basulim. All the cases that we always have a basulim, we're talking about a nara. But the Bulgaris, we assume it gets lower and lower. So he says, so Rav Meir says, he's medami her to a Bulgaris, that even though a mukas eitz equals a Bulgaris, even though a Bulgaris who's a basula, so even though a Bulgaris who's a basula does not have her basulim, right? She is a basula, but she doesn't have her basulim. Nevertheless, she gets 200. So to the mukas eitz, doesn't have her basulim, she still gets 200. The Rabbanah medama lele ba'ula, and the Rabbanah are going to say that she's like a ba'ula because she has no basulim, so she's like a ba'ula. But if he did not know that she was a mukatz eitz walking into the marriage, divrei akol bein rav meir bein rabbanon v'lo klum. There's no ksuba at all. It becomes a mekach tos. Right? Rashi says v'lo klum the mekach tos who v'afilu mana ema. There's nothing. There's no marriage. It's null and void because it was a mekach tos. I wonder if they have that on the shidduch resumes. So v'ravi meir. So the Gemara says rav meir. Amai midami le bogeres. Why does he compare it to a bogeres? Midami le ba'ula. Say it to ba'ula. Both the bogeres and both the ba'ula do not have the basulim, is the assumption. So why is he comparing her to a bogeres and give her 200? Compare it to a ba'ula and give her 100. So he says there's a distinction. He says ba'ula is abi b'maisi b'nei adam. Ba'ula, something happened. There was man-made action. She had a relationship. She had She had sexual intercourse, and that's what caused her to lose her basulim. But Abal Ha Mukas Eit Lo by Matzav Di Adam. It was an accident. Nothing happened to her done by a man. She had an injury. That's why I'm not going to compare her to something. It's different.
Let's say she didn't know.
What?
You don't know.
I know, it's a question.
You go
horseback
riding every week.
I have no idea.
Accident. And then you're not doing.
But nowadays, also, would you rewrite? Let's say a girl, for whatever reason, she was not such a good girl when she was younger, and she's not a basula when she gets married. They still write basula in the ksuba, right?
No, they read basula.
They read basula even though they don't write it. That's how it goes.
Uh-huh.
That's what you heard.
They read it.
Uh huh.
They want to make that one.
Yeah, well, it's embarrassing. But they still give her 200 also.
I don't know what they do, but they write 100, but they read it.
Okay. So, why the Rabbanan compare her to, they compare her to a Bu'ula? Why? Compare her to a Bogeris. But Rabbanan, Adimdamu, right? Adimdamu lo li Bu'ula, the damyo li Bogeris. The Gemara says, no, Bogeris lo is yavi b'maisa klal. Nothing ever happened to the Bogeris. It's just, by virtue of her getting older, the basulim diminish, as opposed to ha is abba maisa. Here, something happened to her, so I'm going to compare a maisa to a maisa. Okay. Ava lo hikirba, the word goes back to what Rami Yochama said, ava lo hikirba, if there wasn't full disclosure over here, with divrei ekol, velo klum. It's a mechatos, and there's nothing going on here. There's no marriage. It's a mechatos.
Yeah. If you want.
I guess.
That's just something that now you think, I had a bike accident. I never told you. I never had another man. I had a bike accident.
I guess maybe he has the
says,
right.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
I don't know. So,
so all these students, Besulim, that we're talking about before, we're talking about Nara?
I think so.
For 11-year-old?
Before 12 and a half, yeah. Up to, between 11 and 12 and a half, I guess so. Listen, all the cases that we had. You know, it was only an Aishas Kohen, or it didn't apply to any other places, because all the other cases were the Svek Sveka.
No, but a 20-year-old Basula gets 200.
She gets 200.
There's no Tannas Basulim.
But there's no Tannas Basulim, is what Marshall's saying, because the Gemara's assumption is that when you reach...
She still has some, and maybe less than...
It's a much more difficult claim to make. But you can probably make a claim of Nora Isidam. Right? The assumption that they seem to assume that there's still blood... But there's a Pesach Pasuach. I don't know. I don't know. So, Masi Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman asks the Mishnah that we'll see on Sunday. Right? So someone marries a woman, and she doesn't find Basulim. Either that was a Pesach Pasuach, or there was no Dam Basulim. He omeres, she says, Mukas Eitz Ani. You're right, in the Ganami. I did not have a Basulim. I'm Mukas Eitz. Here is Mukas Eitz. V'hu omer lo ki ela derusas ishat. No, you had bia before the erusin. You are derusas ish. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, omrim ne'emenes. She's believed that she's in the chazaka of that she wasn't nivola. Rather, she's a mukas eitz, and she would have a ksuba. Okay, a mishnah over there. Rabbi Yeshua argues. So you see in the mishnah, even though the husband did not know that she was a mukas eitz, nevertheless she still gets her ksuba. Right?
It didn't say how much,
but she still. But we said, if it's not Meritot, she still gets something, right? Because we just said, because otherwise, what is she's Nemenis for? She's Nemenis for her ksuba. And we just said, but Rami Bar Chama says, Mo Hikirba, Ela Ksuba Klau. According to Mishnah, she clearly has a ksuba. The guy didn't know she was Mukatz Eitz. He's making a claim of Pesach Pesuach. So, El Amarava, so Rava changes Rami Bar Chama. Bain Hikirba, Uvain Lo Hikirba. Whether he knew it before about in advance or did not know it about in advance, Rav Meir says Masayim. It's a Masayim because she's a Basula l'chol davar. It doesn't matter whether he knows or not, she is a Basula, period. But the Rabbanan have a distinction between Hikirba l'lo Hikirba. Hikirba mana, lo Hikirba v'lo asa klum. Only according to Rabbanan is a Mukatz Eis considered a Bu'ula. So therefore, if he knows about it, the ksuba is 100. If he doesn't know about it, then there's no ksuba at all because it's mekatos. But the hadar be rava. Rava then was chozer. What's he chozer? The Rishonim point out he was chozer from what the Rabbanan said. The Rabbanan said that a mukatz eitz ben hikirba ben shelo hikirba ein lo klum. Right? Rather they say it's a mekatos. What's we okay? The Tanya, we have a brisa. Ketzad hotzas shem ra. How do you have the concept of mochi shem ra? Right, not allowed to do Motzei Shemra. What's kind of Motzei Shemra? Bala Beis Din, guy comes to Beis, if Amar, he said, if Amar Ploni, lo matzasi lebitcha p'tzulim, you, father of the bride, I did not find your daughter to be a virgin, he says to the woman, to the husband, im yesh edim shezin sotachtav, if there are witnesses that she had relations between Kedusha and Yisum, tachtav, so yesh lo k'suba mana, she has a k'suba of mana, like she's a bu'ula, right, but the Gemara says, wait a second. Im yesh edim, she's in satachtav baskilei. She's chayiv misa. What do you mean she has? So right away, there's another hachakama. You're right. I'll change it. Im yesh edim, she's in satachtav baskila. But if there are edim, she's in some meikara, yesh laksuva mana. She gets a ksuva 100.
Because if it happened during that year.
No, before.
No, any time before. If she had be of
the skila can only be
correct. Right. That's what it says. Im yesh edim shezin satachtav. That's between erishin and kedushin. Then it's skila. Zin semekara beforehand. Yeah. It is mekara beforehand. Yesh laksuva mana. The amar of chia bar avin amar of sheishes zosomeris. And this we see kenasa becheskas besula v'nimsa beula. If he marries her under the assumption that she's a besula, but it turns out that she's a beula, yesh laksuva mana. She has a ksuba of mana because. Nevertheless, right, it's not considered mechatos. She still has the ksuba. Umasiv, so that's what they're right.
And a mukat seitz considered megastos and is not, and a beula not.
But we'll get there. So that's machlokas. So we're trying to figure out what this, with it, you can always line it up. Umasiv, Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman then asks on Rav Chir Bar Avin, well, what about the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf that says, Hanosesa Isha, you marry a woman with Chesed Besula, Velo Matzona Besulim, and you didn't find Besulim, Vihio Maris Misha Eras Tani Nenasti, I was raped. After that, our Erisin, then Nistach Vosadeo, and that's what happened. You lost out. You had relations beforehand. The less law clout. She has nothing. So here you see that the Baal claims that that she wasn't a virgin beforehand. It is a Mechatos, right? Which is a Kasha on, it's Kasha on this Mishnah. On Rav Sheshes, who made the diuk before that if you marry her becheska, the diuk before was if you marry her becheska as besula, it turns out she's beula, she gets mana. And like you said, this here it seems that if you marry her becheska that she's a besula and she's not a besula, then it's mechatos. So the amr lehu Rav Chia bar Avin le Rav Nachman. So Rav Chia bar Avin then says back to the amr lehu bar Avin says back to Rav Nachman. Efshar, is it possible that Rav Amram, the Chog Dole Hador, Yasvi, Ki Amar, was sitting when Rav Sheshes said his din, right? Rav Sheshes is, where was Rav Sheshes? Lahai Shemaita. I guess Rav Sheshes said this din, that Shekhanasa Bechesk B'sul of Nimsabula Yesh Lamana, right? Vikashi Luhu. Say again. Barmel Rav Chia Bar Oven. Efshar, Rav Amram, the Chog Doli Hador, Yasvi Ki Amar Rav Sheshes Laishmaita. Right, Rav Sheshes said, what did Rav Sheshes say? Rav Sheshes said the Zosomeris. They were all standing around. He says this halacha, and no one asked the question from the Brice that you brought up. They didn't know the Brice to ask the question. Meaning it's not a Kasha Rav Sheshes, because otherwise they would have asked it when it was there. The Kasha Lahu, Vishani, and he answers, my Mechotos. What's the Mechotos? Nami Mimasayan. That the Mechotos is that he loses, only the Mechotos over there in the first mission. The Mechotos means, Mechatos to the concept that she doesn't get 200, but she gets one. But she gets 100. Avamana islay the atamark lasley klal. You say she gets nothing. Clearly, she gets something. Now comes Rava.
Partial mechatos.
That's partial. Well, not mechatos to okay. But Amar Rava mandika mosiv shavkikar mosiv. What when Rav Nachman asks this question, it should be a legit question because mechatos legamri mashma. It's mechatos means mechatos. Doesn't mean partial mechatos. It means mechatos. Vela kashahach, so taritz. So how do you answer the question? So you answer as follows: Emahachi im yesh edim shezin satachtav beskila. If she has witnesses that she had bia between kedushin and nisuin, then it is skila. Zinsa meikara, which if she has if edim that she has nus beforehand, velo klum, she has no klum. Nimsa mukas eitz yesh lo ksuva mana, because you see from here.
So
there's.
If he didn't know about
her, still, she gets. But if she's a mukatz eitz, if she gets mukatz eitz, she still gets the 100, which means that Rava was closer because Rava said before that mukatz eitz gets nothing, right? V'harava hu d'amar l'rabbanan lo hikir bavelo klum. right, doesn't get anything. The Rebbe was called, we said before, and the maskana of Rav is that a mukatz eats ben hikarba ben lo hikarba, she has the ksuva of mana and not a mekach tos. So that's the last part again. A little quickly, I will stop here. Everyone had a good Shabbos.